We've got a community connection on the way next on K1, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, and a topic of an upcoming event coming up at the community center tomorrow night. That on the way, coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And it is a Monday morning, an opportunity for us to welcome you in for another week of Community Connections, and also Dory and Tina in this morning to let us know. You're waving, Dory, but you got mittens on. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. We are so excited because tomorrow we will be over at the Community Center all day long getting ready for the big show tomorrow night.
That would be the K1 Cooking Extravaganza.
Exactly. And this is, I think, about our 14th cooking show that we've done with the radio stations here.
I haven't kept count, but
I believe so. But this is our second one that features local celebrity chefs. When Taste of Home decided they weren't going to go around and do the cooking shows any longer, we're like, but we still have a lot of fun doing them. And so so we talked about how we could do this, and we thought, well, let's just feature some of our local celebrity chefs. And so we talked to a few of them, and so we did it last year, had great reviews. People said they really enjoyed getting to hear them. We'd planned on Jamie Dunn coming back, who used to be the Taste of Home consultant last year, and then at the last minute she couldn't come, but the good news is she's going to be here tomorrow. So Jamie will still be here. She's not with Taste of Home any longer, but Jamie Dunn will be on stage doing our grand finale recipe, as well as we have three other outstanding local celebrity chefs.
And I think I know the list of locals, and these are people that you know eat at their establishment on a regular basis. I have no doubt. It's great. They're known for their good food.
Well, you know, the neat thing about it is they kind of specialize in certain things, so it gives you them a chance to give some hints and tips on things that they specialize in. For instance, we're starting out with Susan Miller, and Susan Miller's from Rolling Pin Bakery and Deli. Well, breads. I mean, they do phenomenal things with breads, and so that's what she's going to show us. We'll start out with some cinnamon rolls and then some other meat and something.
She's going to tell us how to morph it into something
meat and cheese
else,
rolls. So. Meat and cheese rolls, too, you know, as well as with it. So she'll be our opening, which, you know, kind of like starting the morning with breakfast.
Sure.
So we'll have our cinnamon rolls. And then we've got Tara Burkhead, and she's a culinary instructor at Tri-County Tech. And so, of course, she's used to teaching and tips and giving, you know, suggestions and that type of thing. And so we're excited because she's going to be featuring a recipe that has to do with a pork loin chop. And it's a Dijon apple reduction that she's doing with it. And, you know, you're starting to get too many words in there, and you're past me, who just has five ingredient recipes, so I'm really looking forward to knowing what all that means.
Okay, well,
I really love pork and apple together, so I'm excited to learn how to do that one.
Yeah, but a reduction doesn't always mean you're going to lose weight, so you know there is that part.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah.
And then one of the highlights of the shows last year too was Mark Spencer.
Sure.
Mark Spencer, he's just an interesting personality. He's fun. He loves people, and he loves sharing tips and helping people to learn how to cook better. And he always has some really unique type of ideas and some things. So he actually has several things that he's going to share with us. Beef on a shingle, ginger maple buttered carrots, and then a salmon recipe too that he's going to share with us. So he's got several things, and I know that will be real interesting. And then, like I said, we'll come back with Jamie, and she's going to do our grand finale, and it's going to be a chocolate covered strawberry trifle recipe type of dessert, you know. Anyway, it will be fabulous. And so that will be the stage show that starts at 6:30. However, we have a whole lot more before that.
The show starts well before that.
Right. Actually, it starts at 4:30. Our VIPs get to go in early because at 5 o'clock we have a booth browsing. But the VIPs get to go in from 4:30 to 5 and do a booth browsing before everyone else. We'll have about 40 booths in Community Hall where people can see local businesses and organizations that just want to share what they're doing, the latest for spring, that type of thing. And so we'll have that from 5 to 6:30, or if you're a VIP, 4:30 to 6:30, and then 6:30 will be the show, and we'll be done about 8:30 in the evening. So.
But the VIPs get to spend some backstage time, I think.
VIPs, yeah. Actually, they have a really special deal. They, again, 4:30 to 5, they'll be browsing the booths before anyone else, but then at 5, they get to go backstage, and Jamie's going to do a special recipe with them, kind of a bruschetta type of recipe, I think, is what she's going to be sharing with them backstage, so that should be a whole lot of fun. And the VIPs also get front row seating, too, and then they also get a $15 painted horse gift card. So it is $32 for the VIPs, but you definitely get your money's worth to be a VIP. I will say, if somebody wants to be a VIP, it's not too late, but we only have a few left. So come by the radio station ASAP, and you can still be a VIP. But if you come later in the day or tomorrow, you probably won't be able to just say,
I'm sorry, we had some.
But general admission tickets are still good, too. Yeah. And, you know, there's not a bad seat in Community Hall and in the auditorium at the Community Center. So, and those tickets are $10 unless you have a group of 10 or more, and then you can get them for $9 each.
Well, those meat and cheese pockets sound interesting, whether they're a variation of like a Polish pierogi or whether they're more like a German bierock or something. They're always good stuff.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what take Susan's going to do on it, but she makes everything that's outstanding, so I know it should be a whole lot of fun. And you know, you mentioned our lovely gloves here,
yes,
Charlie.
Yes, I know it's with the station logos.
Not because it's winter, but this will be in everyone's goodie bag.
Not planning on smacking Tina. No.
But no, what we do is everyone who comes gets a goodie bag, and this is just one of the items from it. They'll also get
Dory's there. Holding those up, so if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can see them on her hand.
They also have everyone's going to get a cookbook, and this features recipes from local people as well as the chefs that will be in the show. So we have a great recipe book.
Thank you, Tina, for putting that together.
You're welcome, Tina, Charlie. Thank you.
She did a great job. There'll be coupons. There's mustard. There are measuring spoons. All kinds of different things that are in the goodie bag. Actually, I think it's probably one of the best goodie bags that we've ever had. It's just fabulous with some of the neat stuff that's in the goodie bag.
So between the stuff and the coupons and I don't know what else is in there, but the value of the goodie bag typically is already more than what you paid for the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yes. No, it is. And so we just encourage people to come out. It's not too late to get your tickets. We have them for sale around the community in several places. You can get them at Boulevard Pharmacy, at Cliff's Flooring and Windows, Moxie on 2nd. You can get it at Food Pyramid. You can come here to the radio station. If you're in Kansas, go to the radio stations in Coffeyville. You can get them there. If you just want to, you're at work and you're like, I just want to get it right now, I don't want to go anywhere, you can go online and get them too. BartlesvilleRadio.com. Okay. On the right side of the homepage, you'll see the cooking show ad. Just click on it and you'll click through and be able to use your credit card. It does cost an extra dollar to use your credit card, but for the convenience, it might be worth it for you. So
you might use a dollar for the gas driving from here.
Wherever. Yeah. So it might be worth it.
Do you print out your own ticket or then pick it up at a will call?
You can go ahead and print out the receipt that they give you, and then when you get to the community center, we'll have it ready for your official ticket that you can turn in at the door, too. Also, tickets are for sale at the community center. They are $14, though, if you wait to get them at the community center, because they do have extra handling and charges and things that they have to do at the community center with their box office. And so, if convenience is the best and you just want to get it there, you still can. But it does cost you a little bit more to do it that way.
Okay, we'll take a short break and give you a few more details and let you sniff the food over the radio. We'll continue in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement. Trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And continuing a community connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, and live on Facebook Live on our K1 Facebook page. You can join us there if you like. But it's always a fun experience, I mean, to watch you guys get set up, to get everything going on, to, you know, poke your head in and be
watch us going crazy is a fun experience.
Well, no, the amount of time and preparation and get everything set up, looking just right, to have that kitchen on the stage, it's neat.
Yeah, we do really, you know, try to make it special and make it a fun day. But we just want to talk a little bit about some of the booths. And Tina's been working with all the different businesses. You know, this truly is a team effort. Our sales staff works hard in getting the businesses involved. And then Tina coordinates it with the businesses, what they're going to do. Again, Tina put together the cookbook and does all this. She's officially promotions director, but she's jack of all trades too. So you can tell us a little.
Or Jane as a kid.
Exactly.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. But some of the booths, what can people see?
Well, we do have Mary Kay. Everybody likes Mary Kay. So she's coming back with Kathy Langley. We have Wendell's Rock and Jewelry, which from Christmas, if you hung around Christmas, you know that might be where you'll find me. So
not a bad place to be found.
Yes, yes. Green Country Village is going to be there, and they have a lot of really nice prizes in the goodie bag. So, you know, you might tell them thank you if you stop by there. The Soap Lady from Grand Lake, she is coming. She's a big hit, so you want to stop by if you want to save some on your laundry detergent, you know, go a little bit more organic. Stop by and talk to her. Usborne Books with Tamika Shaw, she's going to be there.
I love their books. They have outstanding children's books.
All the grandmas need to stop by and see her.
Yep.
Because, you know, birthdays and different things. Get ready for Christmas. It's never too early to start Christmas shopping, in my opinion. Birthdays and all kinds of holidays. And just
your next time the granddaughter comes over. You know,
that's
you don't have a book ready. You know.
Fresh book.
Yeah.
Ben Jack Laredo, they are coming. They have all kinds of dips and sauces and mixes and all kinds of good things. And you can sample most everything that they have. They have a really good pickled garlic, which I know sounds weird, but oh my goodness, it's so good.
Well, and they did furnish something for everyone in the goodie bags, and so do be careful when you pick up your goodie bag, because there's a jar in there, and so don't drop your goodie bag, because you might have a mess.
You might have some mustard in the bottom of that.
Exactly.
So, and Cliff's Flooring and Windows, they'll be there, and they're also providing some things on stage as well. Tupperware by Ann. She's going to be there, and she does have some chances to win some items in your goodie bag. So Med Club of Bartlesville, Bartlesville Braces, the Skytook Bee Supply, they are coming. They're new this year, so we're happy to have them on board. Mm-hmm. So there's there's lots of different ones. That Pineapple Whip is coming, Dory.
Yes, we're going to have a food truck outside. Dunn's Pineapple Whip will be there.
I saw the picture of that, and it takes me back to going to the Dole Plantation this past fall. It's a great thing. You got to do it sometime.
It is. Well, and I will mention, too, you know, when people are saying, well, 5 o'clock, when am I going to eat supper? Well, we actually will have concessions.
You can start eating at about 5:01.
Right. Rolling Pin Bakery and Deli, as well as Dink's, will both have sandwiches and all there that you can purchase, and so while you're browsing around, you can also have your supper before you enjoy the stage show too.
And Cup and Cake will be there too, so you can, you know, maybe slide over and have a little sample of dessert.
And that's the thing, a lot of the booths, they do have samples of something, or brochures or coupons or a lot of things to register for, that type of thing. They're there because they want a chance to visit with you and talk to people and see people, and so that's why they've signed up for it. So be sure and come early so that you can spend time and see them too.
And taste their stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, and I do want to mention a lot of those businesses are also, as well as the other businesses that are involved in some way, are giving a door prize.
Okay.
We have some fabulous door prizes. As usual for tradition for our cooking shows, we'll have the 20 grocery bags that we'll be giving away, and those will be compliments of Food Pyramid. So those are usually lined up in front of the stage, and 20 lucky people will win the grocery bags. Again, some of the other items. We do have two grand prizes that we're giving away from the radio station, and one One of them is a $100 shopping spree at the show sponsor of your choice. So what you do is look at all the different people that in your program that are involved with it, if you're the winner, and you get to see where you want to spend $100, and we'll write the check for that so you can have your $100 shopping spree. The other grand prize that we're going to have is a trip to Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Oh.
And it includes 3 nights and for two people, as well as 2 tickets to the theme park they have there. I can't remember now what the theme park's name is that's at Hot Springs, but it's also 2 tickets to the theme park. So that will be one of our grand prizes. We'll have a lot of Branson prizes that we'll be giving away too from the radio station. But we're just really excited about to see who's going to win some of those prizes. We also have a grand prize winner from our cookbook. When we put together the cookbook, we said we're going to have a random drawing of one person to be able to win a Branson prize package.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done that drawing. We're not going to tell who won it. We know who won it. And she knows that she won it. But she'll be coming up on stage, and she'll be telling about her recipe that she won. And she'll actually be giving one away, too. And then we will give her her Branson prize as well. So next year, we'd love to have you be a part of our cookbook. Just be listening when it's time to turn in recipes. And then you also might have a chance to win a grand prize like that, too.
Sounds like a great deal. It's always a lot of fun, and I know you kind of bill it as a girls' night out, but having attended in previous years, you guys have some fun, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a great couples' night. It really is. A lot of guys enjoy cooking and baking and doing those things. And so, yeah, if that's you, come on and enjoy it, or just come alongside your sweetheart and make her night special. So, no, it is. It's a fun night for everyone. And even older members of the family, too. If you've got, teenagers or something, this mm-hmm. can be a family event to come to as well. So.
Now, when I was out at Food Pyramid a couple Saturdays ago, I had some kids. Some 7-year-olds, 10-year-olds. There's several kids that were begging their parents, let's go. That's right up my alley. So I was really proud to see those kids come out and really be interested in cooking and learning new things. So I'm excited to see them there.
Well, good. I hope they all come up and shake your hand and say thank you for being out there and getting them interested.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
So, Charlie, so we just encourage people to get their tickets.
Okay.
Again, they can go by Moxie on 2nd Street, Cliff's Flooring and Windows, Boulevard Pharmacy, Food Pyramid. They can come by the radio station. If they want VIP tickets, they need to come by the radio stations mm-hmm. ASAP. They could also go online, BartlesvilleRadio.com, or they can go up to the radio stations in Coffeeville and pick up tickets there as well. So get your tickets, $10 a piece. It's definitely worth the money, and it's just a fun time for all. We're looking forward to it. We can't wait.
We want to see you out in the audience, and we'd love to chat with you before or after. Maybe not so much during, but you get to meet the staff, or at least a lot of us, during the event.
Right. Here. A lot of the staff will be on stage and telling kind of some of the things they do. You'll get to put a face to the staff members. I know, Charlie, you've got it. I know. You've got a Crime Stoppers meeting, but you'll be there after the Crime Stoppers
right.
meeting and,
yeah.
and get to join us, too. So
but
we're excited about it.
It is. It's fun to meet the folks that we talk to every day, and let them, like you said, put a face with the voice. It's good.
And again, local celebrity chefs, these are people that you know and love, and they really want to share with you. So come and support them as well.
Yeah, or if you've been in and out of Painted Horse a number of times, but if couldn't figure out which one is Mark, so.
You'll see Mark. He's great. He's fun. You'll love him.
Yep. So that, again, it's the extravaganza coming up tomorrow night. We have just enough time to name where people can get tickets, Dory.
A Food Pyramid,
yep.
Moxie on 2nd Street, Boulevard Pharmacy, Cliff's Flooring and Windows, the radio stations in Bartlesville and Coffeeville, BartlesvilleRadio.com.
And, of course, we expect to see you out there tomorrow evening. Again, doors
open. Oh, I missed one. Community Center, too. You can also get them at the Community Center. So, but they are a little bit more there. So.
Okay. Well, either way, take your choice, depending on how convenient you want things to be and how best works for you. If you happen to be headed out over the new hour, stop by one of those locations or head down here and get your VIP tickets available here at the radio station offices only, right?
Through today, yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Thank you very much. That is a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. We've got news on the way coming up in just a moment or so, but also we'll tell you about the forecast and more coming up. 42 degrees at AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. It's 5 before 9.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. State lawmakers returning to the Capitol today at the beginning of a second week of massive teacher demonstrations for more classroom money. Leaders of Oklahoma's largest teachers union say protests will continue unless lawmakers approve a repeal of the capital gains tax exemption and the governor vetoes a repeal of a proposed lodging tax. A father is accused of fatally shooting his 13-year-old son in Delaware County. Sheriff's officials say Tony Rutherford shot at someone driving his older son's pickup truck early Saturday. That driver turned out to be the 13-year-old who authorities found dead inside the truck. A 3.2 magnitude earthquake in Garfield County shortly before 5:30 yesterday afternoon. It was centered about 56 miles northeast of Oklahoma City. No damages or injuries reported, but there were four earthquakes, including a magnitude 4.6 recorded in northwest Oklahoma Saturday. You're listening to the Oklahoma News Network.
Some of America's bravest warriors are returning home wounded. Here's one of them.
My name is Norberto Lara. I served for 11 years in the United States Army. While I was on a combat patrol in Baqaba, Iraq, a rocket-propelled grenade took my arm off at the shoulder. When I came home, I felt alone. My family was around me, but I couldn't talk to them about what I'd seen and what I'd done. I remember just thinking, man, the way I am right now, I don't want to live. I was discharged from the Army, and I've been working with the Wounded Warrior Project since 2007. You don't have to be severely wounded to be with the Wounded Warrior Project. I do have a lot of guys that have post-traumatic stress disorder. Being able to share your story, I guess it kind of helps you wrap your mind around what did happen over there. Just because you have left the military doesn't mean your life is over. Because when these guys are coming home, I'm kind of leading and training them. Instead of for combat, I'm leading and training them to heal. If I come away with anything from Wounded Warrior Project, it's them giving my life back. My name is Norby, and yes, I do suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, but I'm okay.
Don't suffer in silence. Contact WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. How do you keep right priorities in uncertain times? Ancient wisdom from Genesis chapter 5 keeps it very simple. You walk with God. Genesis 5 is a very dreary chapter, actually, and it's by that way by design. People are born, they live, they die. And that tedious pattern goes on year after year, generation after generation. And the sheer tedium of this makes you wonder, is this all there is to life? Is there nothing more? And then a surprising turn takes place, because the seventh person in the genealogy is Enoch, and the verse simply says, Enoch walked with God. That phrase, walked with God, refers to a continuous, loving, supernatural relationship with the one who made us. Enoch built a daily relationship with his creator, and that relationship injected lots of meaning and value into his life. Well, the same pattern applies today. Those who walk with God find significance. They find adventure and joy. They see God's goodness in the tiny details of their life. And the result is really amazing. Enoch is one of two men in the Old Testament who bypassed death and was taken straight to heaven. And I think the lesson is clear for us, is that meaning and purpose in life starts with a relationship with the one who made us. Those who walk with God find joy in the moment, and they have confidence in their eternal future. At Grace, we love helping people find Him and also find their meaning.
Good morning, 30s and 40s now, and way across southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma. Grab the jacket or the coat, another cool day. Highs would be near 58 today. There's also a weak system that might provide a stray sprinkle or shower, but the odds are still fairly low. Late tonight, early tomorrow, once again, freezing temperatures. A freeze watch underway for part of the area could be upgraded to a freeze warning later. Temperatures in the upper 20s, sunshine tomorrow and 64. Windy and warmer Wednesday and Thursday. From News on 6, I'm Alan Crone.
42 degrees, and the Overcomers brought to you by Brian Little, Haley and Kent, CPA.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. When Azra was only 7 years old, she and her mother worked in a Pakistani brick kiln, where they labored day and night in near slave-like conditions. Azra's mother owed money to the kiln owner, so they were unable to quit or even move outside of the factory. And because they were the only Christians in the Muslim company, they faced daily harassment from coworkers. Despite all this, they never wavered in their faith, and they took every opportunity they could to sneak away so they could attend a nearby church. May we too cherish the gift of meeting together with other believers.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for the persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville and K227CQ Bartlesville.
Is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Serta Mattress.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. More tough talk from the White House after a suspected chlorine gas attack in Syria. Relief groups say 60 people have died, many of them children.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, President Trump warned of a big price to pay for the attack. It came a year after he ordered airstrikes for the Syrian regime's use of sarin gas. Appearing with the Emir of Qatar at the Pentagon, Defense Secretary James Mattis was asked if he's ruled out a strike on Syria.
I don't rule out anything right now. Thank you very much.
President Trump meets and has dinner with top military advisors tonight. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
No comment from Israel on accusations from Syria and Russia. It staged an airstrike on a Syrian military base that killed 14, including Iranians. You know, Cambridge Analytica lifted personal information from millions of Facebook users, but were you one of them? Users can log on to find out in a couple of hours. CBS News tech consultant Larry Magid.
It's one thing to know that 87 million people may have had their data sent over to Cambridge Analytica, and quite another thing to know if it was actually you. And I think that when people start to see these notices that their data was affected, it's going to hit a lot closer to home.
Founder Mark Zuckerberg meets with lawmakers one-on-one ahead of testimony on Capitol Hill tomorrow and Wednesday. A topless protester chanting Women's Lives Matter, led away in handcuffs as Bill Cosby entered a courthouse in suburban Philadelphia for opening statements in his sex assault retrial.
Bill Cosby enters this retrial with a whole new defense team led by Tom Mesereau, best known for getting Michael Jackson acquitted of child molestation 13 years ago. Cosby's first trial in June ended in mistrial after 5 days of trial and 6 days of deliberations. But it's a different landscape just 10 months later. The Me Too movement, which was not prevalent then, and testimony from as many as five other women. The 80-year-old faces 10 years in prison on each of three charges of aggravated indecent assault. Matt Piper, CBS News, Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Right now, the judge is considering a request to remove a juror after he was overheard saying he thinks Cosby's guilty. It's not gun training, but medical training more educators are getting to help victims survive school shootings.
About 125,000 teachers, counselors, and administrators have been trained in stemming blood loss in the past 5 years, and more classrooms are being stocked with medical supplies normally seen in war zones. Tourniquets, compression bandages, gauze coated with blood-clotting drugs. Some schools are adding security and even arming teachers, but with school shootings seemingly here to stay, the emphasis is increasingly on keeping the wounded alive until help can arrive. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Now is the best time of year to wrap up in Serta Comfort. Wrap up in comfort today with Serta Eye Comfort. Find a retailer at SertaRetailers.com.
Doors are being slammed in your face. And bad credit is holding you back from buying a house, car, even getting a credit card. $99 can put your credit back to a 720 or higher. That's right, just $99. Bankruptcy, tax liens, judgments, and even late pays can be removed from credit reports by calling the Giving Days Foundation. A nonprofit organization is here to help. Federal law allows you to challenge each and every item on your credit report. We'll recalculate your personal credit score for only $99 and repair your personal credit for free. Just be one of the first 10 callers. Take our personal credit challenge. Get your credit score to a 720. 800-482-4094. Call now to recalculate your personal credit score for only $99 and repair your personal credit for free. Call now. 800-482-4094. Don't miss this great free credit repair. Just be one of the first 10 callers. 800-482-4094.
The man who gave voice to Sonny the Cocoa Puffs Cuckoo Bird has died.
Chuck McCann hosted a kids' TV show in the 1960s. In primetime shows, he played it for laughs on sitcoms and had serious roles on police dramas. Same for movies. But he also did some memorable voice work.
Watch out, because I'm...
McCann was the original voice of that hopped-up bird in TV commercials for Cocoa Puffs cereal. He was 83 years old. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
No need to worry about the china pattern or which blender to go for the royal couple to be. Kensington Palace says Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are asking for donations to charity instead of wedding gifts. The palace lists a selection of organizations from the Children's HIV Association Crisis to the Wilderness Foundation UK to Surfers Against Sewage. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Oil and gas investments involve a high degree of risk and are suitable only for qualified SEC-accredited investors.
Oil prices are the highest they've been since 2014, and horizontal oil well technology is leading the way across the U.S. to meet this soaring demand. With oil price targets expected to rise even more, you should own a piece of an oil field.
You can turn stock market profits into an IRS-approved write-off.
Invest with Encore Energy, one of the most active oil and gas operators drilling in an area that's potentially one of the most prolific horizontal oil plays in the eastern U.S. Call 800-803-8511 to find out if you qualify so you can deduct 100% of every dollar invested against all forms of income. Today's horizontal oil well technology provides high volumes of initial production and more long-term potential. Call 800-803-8511 and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. You must be an SEC-accredited investor or business owner to take advantage of this opportunity. Call Encore Energy at 800-803-8511. Call 800-803-8511. That's 800-803-8511.
From News Talk K1 AM 1400 and 93.3 FM, news and weather together.
And our weather continues to call for a high around the mid to upper 50s from the Osage Casino Studios in Bartlesville. Eat, play, enjoy Osage Casino. I'm Charlie Tungabaletti with news on the radio, on the web, and on our app. News brought to you this morning by Green Country Village and also by Grace Community Church. Good morning. Two people dead as a result of an accident yesterday on U.S. 166 between Tyro and Deering. Montgomery County Sheriff Bobby Dirk says Gary Bush and his wife Jenna Bush of rural Caney were westbound in a Dodge truck on U.S. 166 at County Road 3700 when a pickup driven by Derek Messner of Coffeyville collided head-on with the Bush vehicle. Gary Bush and Messner died at the scene. Jana Bush taken to Coffeyville Regional Medical Center and later flown to a Joplin Hot Trauma Center. News of the double fatality stunning both the Coffeyville and Caney communities. Both were graduates of Caney Valley High School and had numerous family and friends with multiple connections throughout both communities and the Tyro area. News continues in just a moment.
We're talking with Bob Good, resident at Green Country Village Retirement Community. Bob, why did you choose Green Country?
One of the reasons that I'm here is my wife